Hello, this is Annette Insdorf reporting live from the Cannes Film Festival, where the closing ceremony has just ended and the jury, presided by Steven Spielberg, has given out the awards. In introducing the evening, the actress Audrey Tautou, who we know from Amélie, said that the jury, in their sovereign subjectivity, is honoring those films that they found to be especially tip-top. Well, it was quite a mix of awards, beginning with a surprise best actor for Bruce Dern for his leading role in Alexander Payne's Nebraska. He plays a taciturn curmudgeon, and I dare say it is the first leading role in many decades for Bruce Dern, who's been known as an extremely fine character actor and particularly memorable in films like Coming Home. When I sat with him at a dinner a few nights ago, he regaled me with stories of working for Roger Corman, with Jack Nicholson, working for Hitchcock, but he actually said that Alexander Payne's film Nebraska, after he's made, he said, so many movies, it's the first film he's ever made, and he praised Alexander Payne for exploring behavior without dialogue. The Best Actress prize went to Berenice Bejo for her role in The Past, directed by Oscar Farhadi, whose film A Separation was an Oscar winner recently. We know Bejo from The Artist, where she played a more comic part and was nominated for an Academy Award for Supporting Actress. Here it is a rather serious drama and Farhadi's first film in French. The Best Screenplay Prize was given to the film from China, A Touch of Sin. And its director thanked the jury in saying that China is changing so fast. As he put it, film is the best way for me to look for freedom. That's the director, I'm not sure I'm going to pronounce it right, but Zha Zhangye. Then the jury prize, which was presented by Rossi de Palma from Almodovar's movies, was given to a film from Japan. It's called Like Father, Like Son, directed by Kore Eda. And it's a film about a man who discovers that his six-year-old son is not his biological child and that a switch had accidentally been made, but it explores the paternity that is sometimes more nurture than nature. The Best Director Prize was then presented by Forrest Whitaker, who is here tonight as the star of the closing night selection called Zulu. And the prize was given to the film from Mexico called Haley. The director is Amat Escalante, a film that turned a few viewers off because of its violence, but other viewers embraced a more humanist message that it had. The Grand Prix de Jury was presented by Kim Novak, the great star of Vertigo, which she presented in a restored print recently here in Cannes. She received a standing ovation and announced that the grand prize of the jury was going to the Coen brothers' new film, Inside Llewyn Davis. It was accepted, however, by Oscar Isaac, the star of the film, because the Coen brothers couldn't make it all the way from New York. And also it was accepted by the studio Canal, that's the French production company representative, who remarked that it's the very first film that the Coen brothers have shot in New York. And that is a pretty remarkable thing. Finally, the Palme d'Or, the Golden Palm for Best Film, was presented by Uma Thurman. And Steven Spielberg said that exceptionally, the jury is singling out three artists, not just the director, for the film La Vie d'Adèle, which in American is known as Blue is the Warmest Color. He singled out, along with the actor, Abdel Kechiche, the actresses of the film, Léa Seydoux and Adèle, whose Greek last name I'm not even going to try to pronounce for you. This is a film that was warmly embraced by critics and audiences. The announcement of the Palme d'Or received a standing ovation. When it comes to the United States, and I'm sure it will, viewers may be a bit shocked by some of the images. It has the most graphic sex scenes that I have encountered on screen between women. It is a love story between a 15-year-old girl and a slightly older Beaux-Arts student, someone studying the arts. It's a coming-of-age tale made with great naturalism and sensitivity, but one cannot deny that some of the viewers were attracted primarily by a certain factor of titillation in addition to the great filmmaking. I'm now going to go back into the Palais to watch the closing night film Zulu, and I hope it will be as good as some of the amazing films we've been seeing over the past few days. This is Annette Innsdorf signing off from the Cannes Film Festival. Bye-bye.